to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Going on, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Just trying to process some things we got going on here in the world of sports. We got the new look Cavaliers. They got a blowout win on Boston. We got Jimmy G signing that big, huge contract with the San Francisco 49ers. You there, man? Oh, let me see if I can get doing back. Let me get doing back in real quick. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit the wrong button.
No problem, man. We got Jimmy Garoppolo signed that big, huge Jeep deal with the 49ers this week. Got a lot going on. But the first thing I want to report on, the Colts have finally gotten a new head coach. Offensive coordinator from the Eagles, Frank Wright, has become their new head coach. He's got a lot of work to do. I want to ask you, Doom, Can he turn around the Colts?
Maybe not in 1 year. Give him about 2-3 years. He's going to have to get him a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot different of a situation when you go from offense coordinator to head coach.
Yeah.
That's a
but
whole
one. He's got him a ring.
Oh, yeah. I think he has 2, if I'm not mistaken. But he is in it. He's going to have a big challenge. He's going to have to make sure that Andrew Luck comes back. They get him a line. You know, can they get him a, you know, maybe, can he get a defense?
Yeah.
And then
well, man, there's some building to do, but it's out there.
Oh, yeah. I think he can get it done. he's got some good pieces. You know, yeah. He's got Frank Gore, who seems to be ageless. So he's got some good pieces there. He can definitely use. So T.Y. Hilton, you know, he has him there. Dante Moncrief, he still has him there. He needs to come back healthy. So we'll see what he can do. But I thought it was a good hire. I thought it was a real good hire. Been in the NFL, both as a player, as a coach for a long while now. So I think that he can maybe turn that around, particularly in that division, because I think the only other team he really has to deal with, well, let me see. Jacksonville.
Yeah,
Jacksonville made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Tennessee made it to the playoffs. And Houston, the Texans, I don't know if they would have made it or not, but they got a young up-and-coming quarterback in Deshaun Watson, so we'll see what those guys do.
The way they were trending, I think they would have made it, but it was because Deshaun Watson getting hurt. That's what they wrote.
Yeah. I think it really, really did. But again, I love the coach's chances of turning things around. If Andrew Luck doesn't come back to a lesser scale, you have Kobe Brissett, so we'll see what he can do in his second year with the team. I know you watched the basketball over the weekend. Did you see Paul Pierce retirement ceremony?
Nah, did they wheel him out on a wheelchair?
No, he was out there. He put his jersey up in the Raptors. But the thing that sort of kind of surprised me a little bit, Ray Allen wasn't there.
I'm sorry. They had a reunion on Area 21 and Ray Allen won't do it. Ray Allen is never, ever, and let me do it with Jericho, ever coming to a Boston Celtics game again.
And you think he'll try to do something positive in the media with that whole catfishing thing. But I'm with Molly Karam on this. You shouldn't be on Instagram posting pictures after that. He went on Instagram. Ray Allen, he went on Instagram posting pictures saying this is what he's doing, and he was playing golf with his buddies.
Okay.
He should have been.
It's like they could have won another ring, but, you know, he had to sell his soul to LeBron James. Yeah. They're going to hold that against him.
You know what, though? If it wasn't for him, LeBron would have one less ring.
Yeah.
He would have one
less. Tim Duncan would have had six. And then the conversation would have been, is Tim Duncan on the same level as Michael Jordan?
Yeah. It would have been totally different if Ray Allen didn't move over. He's just being, if he was invited, I can see, from what I understand in reports, he was invited to go to the ceremony.
He's a part of that team, but he's petty. I mean, the other guys that talked to him, because they were talking about it on, it's on the tip of my tongue, who was it? Kendrick Perkins and all of them had. They just want to talk. Why'd you do it to us? I thought we was a family. That was like the first time I ever heard him talk. Big Baby there?
I think he was in the crowd. I don't think he got put on the court, but I think he was there in the crowd. So, but again, it just something that you need to stop being petty, man.
He's all sensitive thug anyway.
Oh my goodness. I know something you want to talk about. It was also reported this week that the Eagles had fake practices to throw off the Patriots in case they got spied on. I know you want to talk about that. Go ahead and break down what you thought of that situation.
I thought that was the most ingenious thing to do, because I was listening to Skip and Shannon talk about it. Everyone's kind of broke it that you can still kind of like, you can tape other teams' practices. You just can't do it on a level playing field. You have to do it like 5 feet in the air or something. Like, I had to go back and really, like, you know, get the gist of it. But you shouldn't be able to tape nobody's practices at all. And if they're still doing this, because I didn't know that Josh McDaniels got in trouble for doing this, you have to really question the Patriots on how good they are if they have to win by taping. You know, you should be able to beat a team by seeing whose scheme's better. Not, hey, I know your calls and stuff. I mean, I don't like cheating. Right. That's just me.
Like Surfer says, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, that's why they got fooled. But then you have to question Brady. Like I said, if they're cheating, like Shannon Sharp said, if they were cheating, you have to question everything. Is he the greatest quarterback of all time? Because if you had to get an unfair advantage on somebody, this has been my argument with Brady. He's been caught cheating. The team has caught cheating before.
Right.
I mean, that's like having that's almost like having PEDs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Was it you or the thing? Because if you had a call, you know, how I know you're that good of a quarterback? You already know the checkdowns and stuff. That's why I had the answers on the test.
Now, speaking of the Patriots, let me go in reverse order. Former backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, he signs a 5-year, $137 million deal. Even though he's just 7-0 as a starter, the 49ers decide to lock him up and give him that money. 5 years, $137 million. Do you think Garoppolo is worth that?
Only thing I want to know is, can I ball $350? That's he got all that money. He might be. It's just the way this market is going, because it showed that if you don't have a good quarterback, your season's in the tank. And the 49ers was the laughing stock of the league. They went on a 5-0 run. You know what I'm saying? That they were playing some good football, man. They look like world beaters. Mm-hmm. So it's good to lock him up so he don't run.
Plus you used a second round draft pick to get him. So it wouldn't make any sense to let him go. My only issue, A, he's been hurt before, and B, he's still a little unproven, but I get it. If that's what the market bears, that's what the market bears. Now, next year, you're going to have some people getting some rich paydays. Aaron Rodgers is going to get the payday out of this world. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's going to command up in the, what, the 200s?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, when his deal comes up, another Super Bowl quarterback, his deal is going to be up there. And like Tony C always says, you know, you got to pay for these quarterbacks, but when you pay for these quarterbacks, it hurts the rest of your team.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. But definitely, I just wish he was a little bit more proven, maybe more than 7-0. Then I would be a little bit more comfortable with that. But dealing with that, Tom Brady, there's a report out there that says Tom Brady threatens to skip OTAs unless he gets a contract just like that. Do you buy or sell that report?
I said, screw him. I don't know why is he's 41 years of age. I don't know why is he holding up their team. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to play for maybe one or two more seasons. I don't.
Yeah.
That's just being stupid. But in terms of rage and surfing, whatever Tom Brady does or says is gospel. I would have been like, you know, Robert Kraft's in love with the name. Because I think for what happened, some other stuff was going down. Like, it's a riff. They're not talking about it. But I think Belichick wanted to keep Garofalo, moon Tom Brady out the pastures. It's not that. It's just like what San Francisco did with Joe Montana. And then, you know, that San Francisco still had how many years with Steve Young? What, two Super Bowls with Steve Young?
I think it was two.
Yeah, I mean, that, you got to look for the future, man. You can't just be stuck on nostalgia. But it is what it's going to be, man. It's going to be some weird stuff going on this football season.
Right.
Especially Brady and her. I don't even know who their backup quarterback is.
Brock Hewitt, I think. If memory serves, I could be wrong, but I think it's Brock Hewitt. I think that's who it is. I can look that up and see. That's how bad you don't know who the backup quarterback is since Jimmy Garoppolo gone.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. All right. Let's get into a little bit of basketball. We saw the new look Cavs, and credit to Cavs management for taking players. Nobody wanted. Isaiah Thomas, gone. He's a Laker. Jay Crowder, gone. He's with the Jazz. No. Jay Crowder's with the... Yeah, he's with the Jazz. Derrick Rose got to the Jazz, too. But the Jazz released Derrick Rose, so I wonder where Derrick Rose is going to end up. Probably Minnesota. Jimmy Butler and Thibodeau. but, yeah, you got rid of Shumpert.
Yeah,
which is amazing that you got rid of IT and Shumpert at the same time. Do you feel sorry for Isaiah Thomas at all?
No, because he got the stink ass attitude.
Oh man, I think too that it's gonna be important for him because the only reason why I kind of feel bad for him is because he's gonna miss out on that payday.
But he got hurt again. Right. He can try to do what he wants, but he's not a max player. Well, like I'm starting to see what they were talking about.
If he would have stayed, and I know you can't help if you get traded. I know you can't help that. But if you would have stayed in Boston, if the whole thing for Kyrie never went down, maybe he would have got that max contract.
He might have. But then, when you look on the flip side, Boston was playing better basketball when he wasn't on the court.
That's true.
I had him as an underdog until he started doing the stuff and, like, he thinking that he was running a show, and that was on down Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he's I think he has too much of his alpha dog. Like, it's his way or the highway. You know, it's like, nah, man, you got to play team ball. The stuff that was happening with Kevin Love was like, you just getting there, man. Why are you calling a team meeting, questioning it? You know, y'all need to play basketball. But let me get back on these Cavs. Everybody going around act like they're world beaters right now. They played one game. I mean, Boston's all right, but Boston's in a shooting slump. You know what I'm saying?
They are.
We need about 10, 15 games to see how these guys play. First of all, they ain't got no tape, so you don't know how these dudes, you know, their tendencies and stuff. So you could, you know. But that's the issue I'm having, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, then, you know, LeBron's all this and that. And that's also going to the All-Star break. So a lot of teams are starting to kind of lunch a little bit this week.
Right. True that.
They're talking about they're juggernauts. Like, nah, dog. Boston hasn't been scoring, you know, good and stuff. But, you know, you still got damn J.R. Smith.
But it's just one game. So we have to see. But the Lakers end up sending Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. to the Cavaliers. Yeah. They get, the Lakers got Isaiah Thomas, Channing Frye, and Cleveland first round pick. I don't know. Larry Nance has a nice contract. Jordan Clarkson, I get it. You want to get that contract off the books. He's making $13 million a year, so I can understand why you want to get that contract off the books. But Larry Nance was a nice player. I don't know if I would let him go, but I get it. Yeah. You're trying to, and they saved, what, $60, $70 million off their cap, so they can sign two max free agents next year. So we'll see how that works out. In the meanwhile, they also ended up getting those two players, plus they ended up getting Rodney Hood, George Hill. Now, I like George Hill. He's an older player. He's in, what, 30s? I think he's 30 on the dot. But good, consistent point guard. Can guard the one, can guard the two. Rodney Hood is streaky, but I think they'll be all right with them. And Kevin Love is on his way back, which is going to put Larry Nance to the bench. Now, you managed to do all this. You didn't trade J.R. Smith. You didn't trade Tristan Thompson. And you kept a Brooklyn pick. Is all this going on LeBron now?
Yep. So if he leaves, it's on him.
It is on him. It's like Dan Gilbert, the owner, that said, okay, you needed more help. There you go. But just like we talked about Brady, kind of having that flaw and needing to cheat.
LeBron needs a team to play. Instead of him elevating his play.
I'm going to bring up Stephen A. Smith's comments from the other day. I've never seen the best player, someone who says, who is the best player in the world, but he needs more and more and more. Yep. Michael Jordan never complained about need more. Magic Johnson never complained about need more. Nope. Larry Bird never complained about need more. They took what they had and won with it.
And my thing, when you want to compare Jordan, Jordan never needed more. He improved on himself.
Right.
When Detroit was beating him up all those years, what he did all season, he started working out. He put on 10 pounds of muscle. He made his body stockier so he could take the punishment from them. And then he busts Detroit's ass.
Yep.
You don't see that with LeBron. He hasn't, you know what I'm saying, he needs a big three. He needs the refs to help him out.
Yep.
He needs a narrative. But then everybody wants to put this dude on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah, he's a freak in terms of his athletic prowess, but in terms of a basketball player, if he doesn't have a stacked deck or something, you know, he's irrelevant, man.
Agreed.
And you know, it's not because I don't like him. It's just you got to call out how you see it, man. Is you know, he needs a closer.
Right.
you know, he needs, you know, this, this, and this, but, you know, all here and there.
Now, do all these moves, and people are already saying they're going to win the East, do all these moves put them in a place where not only can they win the East, but they can compete with the Warriors?
Nah. Because I think right now what the Warriors are doing, even though they lost 13, I just think they're, how do I put this? They're,
cruising.
Yeah, until about the end of February, March, when they're getting close to time and they're going to cut it up because they had to save themselves. Yeah, they had to learn this pace thing, so they know. I mean, they lost back to back, I guess, for the first time against the Nuggets and Thunder, but I got a feeling they're about to flip this switch. You know, start getting more aggressive. It's just, you know, they're, you know, it's a long season. And also, the season's different from, you know, they don't have no back to backs, and they changed the, oh man, they're blowing out the Suns right now. But they changed the season format, so you had 2 extra weeks. So the season started earlier.
Right.
So they didn't have that extra practice. But I think they're about to step it up. I'm just worried about Houston with some of the trades they made, but I'm not sold on James Harden in the playoffs.
Well, we got a couple of things here that are kind of interesting. I thought, now this guy I'm about to bring up here, this makes me sick. Joe Johnson is the biggest thief I have ever seen in the NBA. Joe Johnson has stolen.
Hold up now. Is he bigger than damn Gilbert Arenas?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you, yes. And I'm going to tell you why right now. Outside of Phoenix, and if you want to give him Atlanta, that's fine. He is underperformed, but has stolen money.
Oh, has he played?
What's that?
How many games has he played?
I mean, if you go back and look at he just signed with the Rockets. He signed with the Rockets. So now the Rockets got a player 6'7", 6'8". But ask yourself a question. If you go back and look at his career, past him being with Phoenix, has he ever lived up to the hype? Has he ever lived up to the billing?
Oh, well, no. See, that's why I got Gilbert Arenas ain't played. He signed that $130 million contract. Mm. Dude didn't play for like full seasons, man.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
If Joe Johnson didn't even just touch the court or play some games, that Gilbert Arenas got him beat because that dude ain't.
But yeah. I'm just saying, in terms of performing and living up to the hype that brought you in, Joe Johnson has never been that. And then he get that big payday from the Hawks.
Yeah. Yeah, he got that. He went to Brooklyn. He went to Miami. Back to Brooklyn.
This guy, man, is just a thief. Freaking thief.
I mean, you can say that a lot of people would. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, He played games, man. I ain't gonna fault him on that.
Yeah.
It's just,
he did play games.
He played, like I said, Zion has it.
He did play games. Let's go over some NBA scores very quickly. The Pelicans defeat the Pistons 118-103. The Sixers, trust the damn process, defeat the Knicks 108-92. The Clippers defeat the Brooklyn Nets 114-101. The Chicago Bulls win a game 105-101 over the Orlando Magic. The Utah Jazz defeat the San Antonio Spurs 101-99. Keep in mind with those Spurs, Kawhi Leonard didn't play. LaMarcus Aldridge didn't play. Tony Parker didn't play. All three of those boys are hurt. So that's why they're kind of down right now. And right now, without Draymond Green playing tonight, the Golden State Warriors are beating the Phoenix Suns at half, 62-45.
Wow, Draymond got technicals or something?
Got a disco. I believe it was a dislocated finger.
Okay.
It's why he's not playing tonight. So, again, and those boys are still doing their work.
Oh, sprain finger, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, and the boys still doing work against the Phoenix Suns. So, we'll see. All right. Hey. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm looking at the box score right now.
Yeah. I got a problem. I got a problem with Philadelphia, and I got a problem with my Chicago Bulls because I do not like that trust the process crap.
Oh, not me. Chicago had a squad last year, and they traded everybody away. If Rondo didn't get hurt, they could have beat. They was going to beat Boston.
Well, they decided to rebuild is what they tried to do. And Zach LaVine just coming back, you know, he's playing a little bit. But I kind of thought it was kind of, you know, I don't know. It's like the Bulls are giving everybody the hookup. Ty Thibodeau, you give him basically Jimmy Butler. You give him Jimmy Butler for a mop bucket and a bag of chips. Then you come around and give him Milicic for nothing. And now Derrick Rose is probably going to go to Minnesota and come off the bench for Thibodeau. So, again, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Stop giving these people the hookup, man. Because you're not getting anything in return.
Yeah.
Nothing in return. But this draft and the free agent class of next year, we'll see what they do in the NBA. It's crazy. But 2019 is supposed to be the free agent class. So we shall see. Let's get back to the NFL for a minute. Lane Johnson of the Eagles says the Patriots are a fear-based organization. Is he right? Uh-oh.
Nah,
you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
My phone just fell out my hand.
Lane Johnson says the Patriots are a fear-based organization. Is he right on that?
Yeah. Man, you already know Malcolm Butler's ass is gone.
I'm about to ask you. I was going to ask you later where Malcolm Butler ends up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If I'm here... Anybody that's paying me some money. Well, let's remember last year that linebacker that got traded to the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just wanted a little extra money. He was a good ass linebacker. So let's not act like they ain't damn Darth Vader and Robert Kraft the Emperor and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And like he said, they had fun playing the game.
Right.
If you look at Philly and all the stuff. They have fun as a team. Patriots, they don't have no fun. It's Brady. Brady gets all the press, Edelman, and Gronk. Nobody else you hear nothing from. You don't hear nothing from. That's just the people they want to promote. Anybody else, you ain't going to hear nothing about it.
Now, let's move on to other issues in NFL. Johnny Manziel was on Good Morning America this morning. Opening up about his bipolar diagnosis. Now, is he doing this to be honest and sincere, or is he just trying to get back in the league?
He's trying to get back to play football. That wasn't bipolar. He wasn't like one day, hey, I feel sad. No, I'm partying. I'm snorting drugs. I'm living it up like Ric Flair. I never seen that. To me, came off as bipolar. It was just she was a rich kid. You had too much, you know, too much press instead of playing football.
Yeah, I don't think he's being honest. It's just sincere either. Just trying to get a team and let him back in the league. I don't know if him and Robert Griffin III has a shot in the NFL anymore. I don't know. Robert Griffin III just makes me sick because if you would have learned just to slide.
Yep.
You know, if you
I'd put something out on damn Mike Shanahan. That's why he ain't coaching.
Yeah.
And that's coming from Redskins, man. Like, yeah, we had some good quarterbacks, and then you just messed it up, man, you know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. They may end up in the XFL, but I don't think they're going, and either one of them will end up back in the NFL. I don't think they will. I really don't. I think that time has come, because you can look at it from two points of view. Are you rooting for the guy as a player, or are you rooting for a guy as a person?
Depends on the person in the story. But I don't like some certain people I like to see fail, like Tom Brady, but it's most people I don't look, you know. I like to see him, you know, succeed. So,
of course,
you know.
Of course. I just want you to be, you know, genuine about what you're doing. If you're coming out to help other people, fine. But if you're trying to do this big NFL comeback, let that be known too.
Yeah.
Let that be known too. Let's move over to Tony C's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Or is
they still headlines already? I mean, Philadelphia can't even.
I know, right? Jerry Jones. Let me say it like Jerry Jones. The Dallas Cowboys. Should the Cowboys let Dez Bryant go?
Yeah. If they want to win. I mean, Dez can't catch the cold now.
They need to just gut that whole receiver, that whole receiving setup.
I mean, Cole Beasley's trying to dazzle on drop rap albums.
I saw that. That was crazy, man.
That was during the hiatus. Yeah. I definitely was going to ask Tony to see what's going on with that.
I just think that, you know, they need to redo that whole receiving crew because none of them seem to be able to get separation.
Oh, yeah.
Redo the whole thing. With the recent incidents that's happened, baseball pitcher getting caught with drugs, Reuben Foster, linebacker of the 49ers, being in trouble for domestic violence.
Didn't he get arrested twice?
Yeah, twice in the same month.
Oh, he is 6 games minimum, dog.
Oh, yeah. That's domestic violence, man. I'm shocked he won't be
And he had a gun, man. You know what I'm saying? That's his stuff I had issues with, man. It's like, dude.
And I'm so happy the Saints didn't draft that guy. But, that being said, should player conduct matter more than ever before?
Well, it's out in the open. Like I said, the Ray Rice and all this other stuff change the culture. Now these guys gotta be careful what they do, but they don't be paying attention, man. They just think they can do whatever they want, and then if somebody questions them, they're gonna be up there crying, and they'll have Lamar Smith going off about the commissioner because he has to put his hand down because, you know, so much stuff is going down. But if these guys ain't doing bad stuff, things would be better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's cause and effect, you know. And just with all the stuff that's happening to the NFL, they're not. Yeah, it's like more black eyes they're getting, so they're gonna come down hard on this dude.
You got Espeon Lazera arrested. Had 20 kilos of cocaine or heroin.
Was he in Miami?
He did play for the Oakland Athletics. It looked like he was in San Diego, and then of course we have the whole Reuben Foster thing with domestic violence.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just sad.
You got money, dude. What is?
Yeah, I know. You got money. You got money to do what you want to do, and you got to resort to stuff like this.
You know, I mean, I guess he was trying to flip it, man.
Yeah. I think he was too. All right, let me see anything else we got going. Oh, and NCAA men's college basketball in the top 25. Virginia is the number one team in the country going to the AP top 25. They just lost this weekend to Virginia Tech.
Hey.
How do they vault over Michigan State?
Michigan State got a cloud over them, dog.
I mean, I understand that much I understand. Trust and believe. That much I understand. Trust and believe. But I just don't get it, man. Michigan State, that's a lot of pressure.
But I think Michigan State might get that Delphin, you know, just sports for a while, you know what I'm saying? But they, you know, Virginia's a good ball. I mean, just by geographical, I'm a Cavaliers fan, not Cleveland, Virginia. So, did all the other top teams lose?
No, everybody for the most part stayed pat. But the thing that I just don't get it. Virginia's a young team. And if you and
right was now, it like a 1-point loss? I have to look at it.
I mean, but my whole thing is you vaulted over Michigan State, and I don't know if it's the whole scandal that made Michigan State. I've seen Michigan State in the power rankings as low as 3.
I'm telling you that scandal, man. It's that you know how people they gonna stay away with that for the.
Your AP top 25 right now, Virginia, Michigan State, Villanova, and Xavier. And yeah. They lost by a point to Virginia Tech, 61-60. They got Miami tonight. Tomorrow night, I'm sorry. So they got Miami tomorrow night, so we'll see what they do. Michigan State won both their games for the week. They got Minnesota and Northwestern. Villanova, they took a loss early, but they won against Butler to finish out the week. Then this week, they got Providence and Xavier, so that should be a good one. Somebody's going to get knocked off that spot, so between 3 and 4, so we shall see. I guess that scandal does hurt them, despite the fact they won their 2 games for the week, so we shall see. We shall see. And last topic of the night. There was some PG-13 chants while they played the Lakers. Does this make Lakers fans seem sort of kind of desperate?
He's a hometown boy, man. You know, they just want him back. Well, Lakers want to win,
right? Is it safe? What grade would you give Magic Johnson as a GM?
He's doing all right. I just don't think they should have signed Lonzo Ball.
Speaking of the Balls, they were in the news tonight. Matter of fact, report came out today. LaVar Ball says Lonzo won't re-sign with the Lakers unless LiAngelo and LaMelo are signed.
I'd have been like, peace.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Send him to the G League.
Ty Lawson, a piece of move. Ty Lawson is being considered by the Wizards to replace John Wall at the point guard spot. Involved in talks, we shall see. Last time I saw him, he was in trouble with the law, so we'll see if he can get his career back on track. And I believe that's going to do us for tonight. Let's see, do I have anything else? I think that's all we got for tonight here. You don't have any places where you want to see Malcolm Butler end up?
Anywhere that pay him.
You know, you don't want to see him on your Redskins?
I mean, he could. I mean, we got some. I got to see how Alex Smith is this year. So our defense was, if we weren't banged up, we had a decent defense.
I still don't understand why they did that Alex Smith deal, but that's it.
Well, hey, Kurt, I don't know, man. Like I said, they got Smith cheaper. If he's basically the same deal.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your boy IT over at Lakeland said he got his superpowers back.
He needed to grow about 5 inches. That's the power he needed to get. You need to get that Captain America thing they put him in, and he came 6'2", 6'3", from 5'4", you know what I'm saying?
How you get your superpowers back and you lose?
Yeah.
Had 6 turnovers. All right, let's go ahead and get everything out for the week. Tomorrow night, please join us on Rant EM Radio. Shining Wizards will be here at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant with Double A and Tony C. At 9 p.m. Eastern, breaking down the world of wrestling, Monday Night Raw, what happens on SmackDown. Got into a heated conversation about Trish Stratus tonight. A lot of these Alexa Bliss fans are just freaking snowed, and it makes me sick. Then Thursday night, you have Rant and Wrestling, a new episode of Rant and Wrestling on Thursday. Should be episode 198. Turnbuckle Throwback will follow on Friday at 9 p.m., episode 253. But my brother from another mother, Phil Ray and Choppy. Sunday, we got the What Are You Ruling Comic Book Show with Surfer, breaking down the world of media and comics. And then after that, it will be this fine show on Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. The Sports Report, episode 41, following Monday Night Raw at 11:15 p.m. Dude, you got anything else, my friend?
We're going to have some all-star coverage. The game should be over Monday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see how that goes, because this is the first year that LeBron and
They're changing their thing.
Yeah.
The team.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm happy about that.
I like the old way, man.
Yeah, the fans voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fans vote, but I like East versus West. I don't like them to pick teams.
Yeah.
They just got tired that West is beating the hell out of the East.
Oh, man. Real quick, congratulations to Chloe Kim for winning the gold medal tonight for snowboarding halfpipe at the Olympics. I believe she's, 18 years old, so congrats to her. I think she was the one that made ESPN magazine cover this month.
Yeah.
I think it was her. You had some thoughts about the Winter Olympics before we got out of here. You had some thoughts about the Winter Olympics, didn't you?
Nah, man, they all right. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't understand why Lindsey Vonn is everywhere when she ain't even competing.
Yeah. Good point, too.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But you got hurt. I don't know why somebody else need to get all this commercial time.
Commercial time, endorsement time, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
They were saying, all these, I don't want to piss nobody off. They was like, hey, the first openly gay man figure skater won gold. I was like, I thought all male figure skaters was gay. I was like, what the hell are you talking about, man? But, you know, I don't want to be all insensitive and stuff. So I was like,
yeah,
you thought about the same way, right?
Yeah.
Like, you tried to tell me that, you know, this dude prancing around.
Excuse me. Yeah. And I always thought, you know.
Like I said, I'm like, what? It's 2018, man. It's been a whole bunch of these fruit. These guys prancing and dancing for years. None of them? Okay.
Oh, I never thought about, like, you know, yeah, you're right, though.
Wait a minute.
And plus, there's nothing more that makes a female more comfortable.
I mean, you know, the dude's wearing a Dove costume, and you talking about, nah, dog. They just trying to make it first to be a first, nah.
I ain't gonna sit here and lie, boy. I'm glad that's one sport we ain't took over yet.
I would have been just like Charlie Murphy. Man, you know where you got that shirt from, man.
Like I said, I'm glad that's one sport we haven't taken over yet. They can have it.
Don't worry, it's coming. You gonna have a dude from Atlanta out there. Flame. That'll be the key. Stop.
Oh my goodness. Alright, it is 12 a.m. It is a Tuesday morning. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for downloading. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you next week right here, Rant In Radio, 11:15 p.m. Sports Report. Don't miss it. We'll see you guys next week. Take care.